And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have, I think he's the emperor of Point Loma.
No doubt.
Captain Ken Frankie for the Sport Fishing Association of California. He's here talking issues and good things and all the great stuff that SAC does for the fleet. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today is a day I look forward to so much. There is not a person that has a better grasp of what's going on with the sport fishing fleet right now than the guy sitting next to us. Period.
Yeah.
No one's got a better handle on what's happening more than Ken.
Yeah. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, everything is good. Everything is great. And you, everything is
yeah.
happy and sacked?
Yeah. I'm looking out the window. All the boats are gone. It's great.
That makes Ken happy.
Yeah, it's busy.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot going on. The whole fleet, by saying the whole fleet, we're now including GGFA, Golden Gate Fishermen's Association.
Oh, right on.
So SAC is now the entire state of California.
That's great.
So
is that a change?
Yeah, that's a major change.
What happened?
The board of directors approved having them become an affiliate member, and what that means is now when SAC goes to the podium and goes deal with issues, Coast Guard or whatever, we're going on behalf of everybody in the whole coast.
Cool.
And at least all the members of the two organizations. So that's like a big deal. It's very helpful. COVID, CARB, all those things, yeah. Those four-letter acronyms, we did real well.
It's more horsepower behind.
More horsepower. Yeah. And all the lessons we learned dealing with all the crises the last 5 years really showed the leadership of both organizations working together was better.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot going there.
Great news.
Fishing south of the border, north of the border, everywhere is doing real well. Sand bass.
How about up in San Francisco Bay Area? They don't have salmon right now, so what are they catching?
Halibut. They've got, yeah.
Can they catch rockfish?
I got to be honest with you. I haven't looked at the regs lately on that. It changes.
Depends on the
depths.
Yeah.
Yeah, for depths. But, yeah, they've got, you know, very good boats up there, good members up there. And, yeah, we're looking forward to working with them. This is just almost 4 weeks ago that we approved joining with them. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Congratulations. I know that took a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it did. If it were easy, it would have been done 20 years ago.
One of the big issues that you dealt with and successfully achieved was sand bass. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, kind of looking at it from 50,000 feet, there were several entities, you know, and papers written and all good quality work. But it wasn't until everybody got to weigh in with their observations, their opinions, and current conditions, the current conditions being a really important one, that, you know, when we went through the process, and it was a process, did some working group meetings, went in front of the commission, I think everybody involved was looking for some reasonableness, and the outcome was a pause, and let's go study some more. And so, like right now, I was just showing you a minute ago, you know, we have boat crews measuring sand bass. We're going to be doing some tagging of sand bass. We're going to do some additional things that will hopefully help regulators in the future make really, you know, improved decisions. So our only hope through this whole experience is that we sooner than later get together and sit and throw everything on the table so that in protection of whatever species it is, that we have all the information possible available right then and there. Because what have we seen with the sand bass lately? I mean, that biomass that's moved up the coast was major.
Yeah.
And
that's an important word you just used, moved up the coast. It's been proven that these fish are migratory.
Well, I think a whole lot of folks say so, but we need more data collection in the form of tagging fish, mm-hmm. because those fish that moved into the LA, Marina del Rey, you know, these areas, they were big fish. I mean, everybody saw the pictures. So those fish are monsters.
It's not just little juvenile fish.
No, I think the captains, when we collectively are talking, you know, you get the near coastal stuff. There's, you know, every number of years, a biomass, you know, we'll get some good conditions. Yeah. Stuff will move north. That's our opinion.
Yeah.
And some will stay resident. And, you know, there will be some recruitment, some spawning. So that's all good. But that big, large, wide swath area across the mud of these big sand bass, I mean, I've got sonar pictures that are just astounding of fish moving. And hunting down big spots of anchovy primarily. Yeah. And, those are critical pieces of information to help understand what's going on.
So how, and I know you're going to have to be politically correct on this question. I'm trying to phrase it correctly.
I really hate being political.
Yeah. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Why did the scientists say, oh, these fish are not migrating? Why are they saying these fish are in trouble? Why are they, and all of a sudden, because the ocean is healthy right now, we have this huge biomass of fish, and it's like they're scratching their head, go, wait a minute, that's not what I said. How is that?
Yeah, fair comment. You know, a lot of the scientists and a lot of the people doing the work, data collection, it's kind of like that elephant view of like, you have one group touching the tail, one group touching the nose, one group touching the body. Everybody is doing their utmost. And I have to say, the CDFW folk have been doing a good job. We've been working with them.
Yeah.
They have been doing a very good job. They've been in our office regularly. They have been very transparent through this process as we've dealt with, you know, the different scientists involved. I think it's just a matter of, you know, getting everybody's information and more information if possible. The fishermen didn't get a chance to get all of our information up on the tables soon enough. I think had we probably would have been in a different direction initially.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of folks thought that their optic, their science project, the work that they did, in totality, they thought they had enough, and the fishermen, we didn't think so.
Yeah.
So we just asked, can we pause it? And can we get more information? And that's kind of the direction we're working on. Every project we're working on right now is with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, NGOs, what have you.
Yeah.
We've got boats that are measuring sand, they're measuring the sand bass. The crews are this morning offshore with boards that SAC has put on the boats, but the department helped us in the design of the boards. Everything has been a joint effort, which is the way it should be. We want collaboration.
Absolutely. And I might also add, Department of Fish and Wildlife, they're really interacting with anglers. And I'll give you an example of that. Eric Cord reached out to me to say, hey, I think I'd love to come back on the show and talk about lobsters and other issues in September, and brings Craig Schumann with me. He reached out to me to do that. I didn't have to call him.
We've got to make sure all the listeners know this and understand it.
And so that's going to happen in September, so look forward to that.
The department has been doing a really good job, and they're talking to us constantly. We're all learning. I mean, everybody has challenges, and it's not a perfect world, but they're striving very hard to collect all the information. We're working hard on it. Everybody has the same goal. Let's protect the species so that we have it tomorrow. That's pretty much it. But we appreciate all the work that all the department staff are doing. I've been in meetings with them all. It's not the only thing that made me, Ken Frankie, sad was when an adversarial situation started to develop where there was none ever intended.
Cameron made reference to that last weekend, and he did you guys did such a great job last weekend. It was a really good show. Both shows were fantastic, and Cameron Cribben from the Mission Bell spent a lot of time working with you, and he made a really good reference to that. It's like, being antagonistic with these guys doesn't help us at all. It doesn't help us at all.
Nope.
You gotta be respectful, you've gotta understand their positions, and you've got to make your position.
And you can be passionate without dropping F-bombs and getting in somebody's face, too. Like, that's not the only way to get your, a point across.
It's about respect.
Well, when SAC, when we go and testify at hearings, respectful, constructive, professional, that's the mantra we go by, because we will get way more with that than we will adverse comments.
No question about
it. And the other thing is, you go by your reputation. If you're dealing with regulators, you've got to have a good, positive outlook, or they're not going to want to work with you anymore.
Yeah.
We want this train on the tracks.
Yeah.
So
you may feel totally different in the back of your mind, but when you voice an opinion, you've got to show that respect.
Well, the key is being willing to listen to other people, and it's okay to disagree. I've told many, many people, both on the science side and the fisherman side, it's okay to disagree, but let's put all the information on the table, because our goal at the end of the day, protect the species, and then maintain public access to the species as long as it's appropriate.
Yeah.
It makes it easy.
Yeah. Definitely.
So
what, and this is my opinion, what the scientists need to do right now is get their faces out of the books and look at what's going on the ocean right now. Because it is unbelievable. It's amazing. The amount of biomass going on is unreal.
Well, as we go along, I think that we've had a lot of the scientists out on the boats, and I think that's occurring. I think there's a clear effort to try to help understand the view of the other people, and I commend them for that.
Yeah. When it comes to gathering the science and making sure that we're providing the best information we can, how has that posed challenges to you guys? I mean, it seems like they always use that word, best available science, and a lot of times that comes down to just fish counts that we had that were never intended to be scientific data. Like, how has that, how has that reference changed, and who do you guys work with in terms of gathering that best available science?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm thinking that in the here and now, what we've really learned is get the working groups together early so that everybody can be there and go, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Exchanging information. Hey, here's what I see in the sonar every day.
Right.
The things that aren't readily.
We were talking about SAC and basically gaining the best available science and how you've gone about that. That's like kind of been
part of the era that you have brought to SAC is it's not just the fishing side of things.
I just want to make it clear to everybody, though, there's a lot of scientists out there, they've been working hard. Everybody's got their projects, the work that they do, very important elements, pieces of the pie. We just ask that there be a more inclusion of the observations of what's going on. You know, a lot of those old captains, they kind of know stuff. They know what's going to happen when based on previous experiences. So we just thought that that'd be important, you know, certain bait, anchovies in an area, squid in an area. Okay, what happens when that happens? You know, here come barracuda, here come sand bass. So, you know, you know what I'm really thankful for is the Fish and Game Commission and the department. They did pause because you'll remember when SAC, when we went to the commission and testified, we simply said we support what the department's recommended.
Right.
Okay, we got to make sure that all the anglers out there know the department recommended a pause and a small reduction in fish. That reduction was nothing more than a cap to make sure if we did have a big biomass, we didn't, you know, impact it seriously.
Right.
So and everything that could have gone right has gone right. And we're just going to continue to work together on it. And we're just really appreciative for the commission and the department and what they did. And, you know, I think now we've learned from this and improved communication in the future of all of this.
There seems to be such a clear cyclical nature to our fishery. I mean, it seems like things move in these cycles of when they come and when they go. And it's so smart of you to put the people, both the scientists that are new, that understanding the what's happening now, but also bringing together the captains who have seen this cycle three times and know, hey, man, I've been through this. This is my third time around. When this condition happens, then this factor happens. And you do such a good job at putting all of those people together, the common sense and the good education to teach it.
Well, I think that including everybody's the big thing. But to be clear, the folks in academia, they're experts too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Elsewhere. They're sharp. This is just a matter of, I think we've come to a better understanding of how we need to communicate and that the outcome will be better for everybody.
Ken's got such the good head of keeping calm and taking a breath, and on the fishing side of things, which is what you've done, you know, also your whole life, and you know, like, hey man, the fishing's real good and you can't tell me that it's not because it's real good, but also you do a really good job of keeping that calm head. And when academia tells you, hey man, there is a problem that it exists and it's that, and you've been very good at being able to take both of those two, blend them together and find what seems to be the right path for us as the sport fishing fleet to take forward.
I appreciate the kind words, but again, you know, the department, their willingness to work with the fishermen, that speaks volumes. Yeah. So that's good.
No doubt about that. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show going on today. So much to cover. Sorry about the little blip we lost there. Had a fun
little power outage.
Thank God. I would just like to say it feels so good for it to not be when Rick was running the show. I'm sure at this point everybody's convinced that I'm the guy that just can't figure out the gremlins. Hey, but
that was a weird one because we lost everything.
We've never had that before. It like went dark in here. We were having a great time talking fishing and it all went dark. As you can hear though, we got a great show and lots of fun having Ken in here. The beauty of a show like today is, I mean, I don't want to pretend like Ken is the answer man and has every answer, but like you've got such a great grasp on what the fleet has done and what it's going forward and the health of things. It's just going to be a great show, and I really look forward to hearing all the questions and comments and texts. And if you want to get through today, man, we want to hear from you. Be a part of that show. We have a great one today. If you want to give us a call, Kyle is standing by at the fan at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones, or you can send us a text. We already have some great},![　![![![►
text questions that have come through. Yep. And if you want to send your text in, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And you can send in your text questions. When you do, this is going to be a very important thing that I say right now. We say it every week, but today and tomorrow,
it's a big deal.
It means a whole lot more
I'm
than
holding
normal.
The big deal right here.
When you send in your text, make sure with along with your question that you include your contact info. We don't need a bunch. We just need your name. We need your phone number so that if you're the big lucky winner at the end of the show, we can contact you in regards to your prize. And whoa, man, do we have a cool prize for you today. So, it's going to be a, Pete, you know, you can give the rundown. It's going to be a collection of the next two, of today and tomorrow to determine the grand winner.
So what we're going to do is, at the end of the show, we're going to do the usual. We're going to pick a winner of the caller, a winner from the texter. We're going to flip the coin, and that person is going to go into the drawing, is going to be one of two people to be eligible to win this right here. And then we'll do the same tomorrow when Rick and Brandon Bono are going to be doing the show, because I'll be on my way to Queen Charlotte Safaris to join the group up there. But tell them about this.
Oh, my gosh. So you will literally have – you will be the first guy on the block to have one of CalStar's brand new creations. We have talked about a bunch. Having Chris at the helm and allowing John to just go wild and do what he does, which is exactly what Leon did, and it's just – create and build the best saltwater fishing rods on the planet. And this is one of those newest things. So Chris like wanting, CalStar already dominates the highest end rods in saltwater fishing. There is no question. They make the best of what's out there for that highest end level. What they have done was wanted to find a niche to build that highest level quality of product and offer a great price point and a little different material. And that's what bred this rod that we're about to give away. And it's an extension of the GG series. GG series are rods that fish similar to what their original all old school fiberglass counterparts did. Fiberglass in a rod is softer. It's spongier. It's very easy for the angler to hang on to. We always call it very comfortable. When you're pulling on an all fiberglass rod in the tackle store, it's, man, this thing is, it just doesn't ever pull against me. It's so soft and so easy. However, that graphite, that's the stiffer, provides more lift, provides more backbone. This rod is a blend of graphite and fiberglass, but it has a higher percentage of glass. Those guys found a way to put the
that's
two.
That's the GG series.
Yes. They found a way to put this together while still having a rod that gives incredible lift. It's very lightweight, but it's got that soft, very comfortable and easy to hang on to feel in a legit rad big fish rail rod. There's going to be two of them as of right now in this series. The GG 773 extra heavy. So it's a 7 foot, 3 inch, perfect rail rod length. This one that we're going to be giving away is the extra heavy. I would call it like an 80 to 100-pound rod. I think the rating is 60 to 130, yep. And I think it's just a fantastic rail rod. Nighttime jig fishing, sinker rig bait fishing, fly line big bait fishing.
And then they're also going to have the double X
exactly.
version, which is like the 100 to 200-pound.
Basically, your TAC 25 rod and your TAC 50 rod.
Or your TAC 40
exactly.
or 50. Exactly. Which we'll talk about later on the
totally.
Show. Yeah.
But they killed it. So the first time us boys in the tackle store got to see this thing was yesterday. It was supposed to be in a plastic sleeve to keep it pristine for the prize winner. We couldn't handle it. Our bad. We had that thing out and we're passing it around the shop and pulling on it. Dude, it's perfect. They nailed it.
Of course they nailed
and,
it.
And then
John's a master. He learned from the best, Leon.
The big kicker is of an elite class rail rod, which these are, the pricing is what's going to blow it out of the water. You know, these rods are sub $500. We're talking like
instead of $700 or $800, they're sub $500.
$450 for this
wow.
thing. Now I'm not trying to pretend like that's nothing, but at the level of quality that is not touchable by anybody else at this in this part of the
but
biz.
Somebody today or tomorrow
yes.
going to win this rod.
Brand what's new CalStar GG 773 extra heavy is going to be given away at the end of tomorrow's show. So one lucky caller or texter is going to become eligible. You'll be one half of the coin, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow. And tomorrow, Brandon and I are going to flip that prize coin for the second time, and that will determine who has the brand new CalStar Railrod. We're so stoked. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 833-288-0973 or keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hook Up app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, lots with Captain Ken Frankiasak. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test or big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Again, having a great time here this morning. Things are up, running, steady, ready to roll. And if you want to be a part of it, 833-288-0973 is how you reach Kyle on the phones or send us a text at Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, first thing I want to know, does my call count for the drawing on the rod?
We can put you in the running.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you no. I know that.
I just wanted to say that I don't know if everyone realizes it or how many people realize it, but without Zach, without Ken Frankie, I don't know if sport fishing would even exist to even 10% of what it is today. I mean, he has been instrumental year after year, battle after battle. He basically wears a fireman's hat. He's always putting out fires. And you wouldn't believe the crap he goes through.
Yeah,
so
here, here.
My hat and the industry's hat is off to this guy. And that's about, you know, I don't need to say anything about the fishing. The guys are killing it. Beautiful fishing on the bluefin from 30 pounds to 200 pounds, and you know what's going on at the Coronados. It's amazing.
And
that's all I got to say.
And Frank, is that yellowfin that's down below is going to push up here soon?
You know, last year I said it was going to be here in July, and it hardly showed up in October. So I'm not saying, but If you're asking me what I think, yes. Am I predicting it? I withhold my opinion.
Ken Frankie says 4 weeks. 4 weeks from today, they'll be here.
That's what Pete four says, Ken Frankie said. Thank you.
I'm gonna go with 6 weeks.
Okay. All right.
I'll go with Frank. I'll go with Frank.
All right. Well, Frank, thanks for all you do for the fleet, because I know you are instrumental in working with Ken and making things happen.
Absolute team effort. And Frank, thank you so much for your help. All the consistently daily. He checks in every morning. Everything okay? And he's always there to help. So thank you.
Thanks for calling, Frank. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for here. Hey, we have a great guy on the line, my good fishing buddy, Dan Hume from Hume Termite. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. And I just wanted to say, hey, we appreciate the support of Let's Talk Hookup here with Hume Termite. And it's a busy season for Hume Termite, right? Swarming season.
It is. Well, it is, Pete. Yeah, thank you. And, you know, Hume Termite and myself really appreciate being on the show and supporting the show. We've been big fans for years and years. And when the fishing gets good, you know, the drywood termites start to swarm. And this is really the busiest time of season for us.
So what can people watch out for? I mean, can you actually see termites swarming, or do you see them in your house?
Yeah, they have a secondary reproductive. They start flying around, generally starting August 1st through November 1st. You know, that type of evidence, along with the traditional droppings that they create.
And why is it important to keep tabs on that for your home?
Well, it's a maintenance thing. And if you let it go too long, it can just get a little out of control. It's just one of those things that, you know, you just don't want to let it go too long. And usually drywood termites, or any type of wood destroying organism are associated with some type of condition, either water intrusion, faulty grade. There's a number of different conditions that lead to infestation. And once that water, you know, maybe it's a window that leaks once a year, or a tiny little roof leak, the termites zero in on that, and they get a little bit more aggressive, and it becomes more of a costly expense down the line.
Yeah, for sure. And Dan's been servicing my home for quite a while, and I'm going to tell you, every time he comes out, he points something out. There's always something new when you live in Southern California when it comes to termites and wood rot and et cetera. It's amazing. So if you haven't had your home inspected lately, you need to do it, right?
Yeah, it's good to do it annually. Termite inspections are generally free every year unless you're selling or buying a home. But generally, a homeowner inspection is no charge. We issue a state-generated report, and it's just good to get that kind of knowledge. You know, just because you get a termite inspection every year doesn't mean you have to react. It just means that you're educated on what's going on in your home. And some situations are far more severe than other situations. But yes, it's good to get an inspection done every year.
And that's free from Hume Termite.
Free inspection annually unless you're buying or selling your home, correct?
Yeah. So one of the other big things that we talk about in our commercial that runs is your guys are all salary based. They're not commission based. So they're not trying to sell you something. This is really important.
They're trying to sell you a job.
Because like 99% of termite companies are commission based, not the Hume Termite guys. That's important. They're just going to do what's right for you, right?
Yeah, we take pride in that. Most of my employees have been with me over 10 years, my office manager 20 years, and my inspectors over 10 years. And we, you know, I just decided to take care of them like family and not have them go out and pressure sale. And I really like the fact that, you know, they get paid regardless. So they're not going to go out and, you know, potentially sell you stuff that you don't need. And, you know, on point, you know, these drywood termites that are swarming here starting August 1st, they, a lot of people recommend to fumigate. Your house is only vulnerable to new infestation between August 1st and November 1st. So it doesn't make sense to us to fumigate a home during that season. If you wait until November 1st, you have a 9 to 10 months before your house is under threat again. People think that it's a 365-day-a-year cycle. If you have the termites, yes. If you don't have termites, your house is only vulnerable about 2 weeks out of the year between in that 90-day period between August 1 and November 1.
Gotcha.
People don't realize that.
Yeah. So that, and that's some, why you need to get an inspection now to find out what's going on. And Dan and his crew will do that for free. They'll come out and take care of that. And again, not commission based. They are salary based. Dan, how do we arrange one of those inspections if we need, we all need to do it for sure. If you own a home, do it.
Yeah, Southern California is known for drywood termites and wood destroying organisms, but you can call the office 760-598-2201 or get a hold of us online at Hume Termite. It's hume@humetermite.com.
Yeah, H-U-M-E, humetermite.com. Dan, and you can talk, a good thing is when Dan comes out to inspect the termites, he'll, you can talk fishing with him because he's hardcore. He's got a lot of, a lot of fish.
We spend more time talking fishing a lot of times at people, my clients that fish, than we do termites, which is fun for me, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dan, we are honored to have you, Hume Termite, a part of the Let's Talk Hookup family here. And good luck. Get that termite inspection and protect your home. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Very good. Let's jump into those comments.
You got it, buddy. Well, we got some very patient guys standing by. Why don't we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always a great show. Pete, we're leaving tomorrow. Queen Charlotte, baby.
Queen Charlotte Safaris. Yep. We're excited about it.
Yep. Tomorrow, baby. Tomorrow. That, what a great show as always. And, you don't know how much you miss sand bass until you, they come back and, you get to catch them.
Yeah, you're not kidding, boy. What a crowd-pleasing fish and how fun it's been to see things so healthy and so good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been one of those years, especially you just look at all the Facebook posts and the videos and everything, and it's been quite impressive, the show that's occurred offshore.
Yeah, and it's, so it's time to go catch them for sure. And,
yep.
And it's been good up and down the coast too.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, I mean, from the, all the way well down into Mexico, but all the way up to Santa Barbara, but, it's really important. That's the entry level angler. That's the kid that wants to go catch their first
fish.
They're
fun to catch.
They're fun to catch. And so you get a boatload of little kids. They got something to pull on. It isn't hard to catch.
Little or big kids too.
Or big kids.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. We got all kinds of great stuff going on. We're going to find out what's biting with catch reports. We've got more of your phone calls. We got the man, Ken Franke, answering your questions. We got a lot of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the YouTube app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event. From now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we're having a great time here this morning, and as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. We got Marco standing by. Today, that catch report's brought to us by our friends at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the greatest places when you're looking for snacks for your trip? They've got over 40 snacks, all for 89 cents, as well as sandwiches. They've got frozen bait as well. Ice is nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag.
That's crazy.
You also get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. And I got to say, speaking of $3.99, when's the last time you saw $3.99 a gallon?
Last time I was at Summit Gasoline.
I'm telling you, I look all the time. They have, like, when you're getting off at Rosecrans, they've got, like, a little update on what the price is at Summit. $3.99. It's $4.50 at the corner gas station on my house. How is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, how's it, it's,
that's Summit Gasoline,
man. A gallon more. Like,
that's why you go to Summit Gasoline for all the good stuff.
The difference is so big, it's like becoming real money. You know what I mean? When somewhere is two-tenths lesser expensive, who cares? This is like, you're putting an extra $20 in your pocket when you're done filling your tank. It's awesome. Summit is the place, no doubt about it. Not only free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, but always the lowest prices in gas right at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's head on to C4 Sport Fishing. We got the man, Marcos, is standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Excellent.
How you doing, buddy?
How's fishing?
Fishing's pretty good. I'm sure you got a little overview of it, but weather definitely cleaned up this week compared to last weekend, and the boats have been out there doing a pretty good job. Those half-day trips, picking away at those calico bass, some great calico bass fishing there. Yesterday afternoon, they saw 2 yellowtail. They saw a lot of barracuda. 3 legals, but 100 shorts there, about 100 shorts on the calico bass. So overall, great fishing on the half-day. The twilight last night, they went back down, and they had limits of sand bass. So those guys are making another appearance there, and they just want to jump on the boat for you guys there. So great fishing on the half-day. Full-day trips, a bit of a mixed bag. Lots of yellowtail, some bluefin in there, a little bit of bass and rockfish. And this one, at least for this next week coming up here, they're switching over to the island. So if you're going to go fishing coming up here, be ready for that. And we've talked about this before. You know, maybe if you're not going fishing, you have a little free time there, get your passport. They're good for 10 years. They give you a lot of options on those half-day trips or on those full-day trips, and they will be required here for the next at least week here. The overnight trips, still catching those bluefin, and there's definitely some bigger bluefin mix in there. Some of those boats coming back with, I know we had 177-pounder the other day. I think we had a couple over 200 coming off some of those trips. So some nice, you know, 40 to 80-pounders there, and then some also really big ones. So be prepared for that. Check the website, seaforcelanding.com. We've got the full schedule out there, those half-day trips, the twilight, and you've only got a few more weeks left on those twilight trips. You want to jump on there and catch some fish. We'll run those through the end of the month, maybe a little bit after that, but those are kind of winding down there. The full-day trips, San Diego and the Sea Watch, like I said, double-check that schedule there and make sure when you're making reservations if passport's required, because it will be for a while here. The overnights, one day, day and a half, 2 days, all up there, seaforcelanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have, and get you out on a boat, because fishing is pretty good right now.
Marcos, I know one of the guys in the shop, Craig, went on a charter on Ken's old baby, the Outer Limits, and just said they had a fantastic trip, like a fish Clemente comboed, had really good bluefin fishing during a little midday lull. They swung in shallow and had calico bass and halibut and beach fishing, and then swung back outside for more bigs, and it just sounded like such a great trip. And always love hearing about the Outer Limits, especially when we get Ken in the studio.
I miss it.
Yeah, have your first, make sure your firstborn's in good.
You ever go out for a little nostalgia?
I've been busy, but I stay in touch with Paul. But Paul does a great job.
He's sure kicking butt with that boat and keeping her proud the way you'd like it. I know that.
Yes, he is, no doubt about it. Yeah, give him a All right.
Well,
hey,
Marco's a great report, buddy. Sure glad to hear it. Sounds like things are really happening at Seaforth. And if somebody wants to come join you, local, offshore, inshore, that a great half day, the unreal, you know, fishing that Booger and Matt are having on the full day trips, how do we find you?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. All the information's up there. And this is definitely that time of year when you want to make reservations because they go quickly, especially when fishing's good. If you want to talk to someone in person, give us a call. 619-224-3383 or come down and visit us. Get your gear tuned up and get out there fishing.
Great job as always, bro. Sure appreciate you, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Boy, Marcos is
we'll
right.
Talk to you then, guys.
Fish are big. I'm looking at a young man named Maddie caught one. He sent me a picture here. 216
pounds.
And the fish is bigger than he is.
Holy God. Yeah, he's way bigger than
fish
he
bigger
is.
Than the
right?
The fish is bigger than the big
how
crew
bad?
Member
how
that's helping him hold it.
13. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture
wow.
right now. I just said this.
That was so impressive. Funny. Yeah. Marco's saying, like, yeah, there's big fish. And all of a sudden, Ken flashes me a picture. And there's just a giant. You know,
bigger than
so
the kid.
Cool. Yeah, I love it.
Hey, Marcos, appreciate that. Let's jump back in the phones while we can, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. I love sand bass. I remember back when 10 fish limits on just about any boat out of any Southern California landing were common. And, you know, ever since the MLPAs kind of came into existence, it seems like anglers have been under attack and our advocates have been doing a great job of defending these attacks. And I'm wondering if you'll ever see the it go the other way to where we start to regain some of those limits that have been shrunken and some of those MLPAs that have taken away our accessibility. And we'll start to see some of that come back. And one more thing, Rick, you did a great job describing that rod. When are we going to be able to put one in our hands and play with it?
Boy, on the rod, I'm going to tell you this in the best way. I don't know. I was so surprised and excited when the first one came through. So I'll get that info, Rich, and I'll try to report back on the show tomorrow. And if
that
not,
GG Rail Rod
yeah.
series. I mean, but I would think if he's putting them out now, they're going to be available.
This looks very finished product to me to the point where I wouldn't be surprised if we get it basically now. But just for the sake of not giving you false info, Rich, I'll find out and double check. But I'm telling you, it's sick. I love it. Yeah. They did such a nice job.
By the way, do you have the new Talica 50 or 50 and 40A to put on them yet?
I don't even want to tell you what I really think, to be honest with you. So this rod just came through in a bundle because Chris was doing what from CalStar, Chris Yamada was doing what he's supposed to be doing. He was out fishing on the Liberty.
Yeah.
So we had no idea. This rod just came down in a bundle, and there was a tag on it that said, Rick/Pete, let's talk hookup. We just got a brand new Talica 40. We got a shop one for all the guys to be able to fish with so that we know what we're talking about. I want every one of our guys to go catch a big tuna on this so we can, like, give real-time information. Hey, man, you know, the new TAC 40, TAC 50 have a different high gear ratio. I want our guys to know the difference between that and the other. Like, I want our guys to be the best. I assumed that this rod was, like, kind of prototyping, and I was so excited that we had a brand new rod to strap that brand new TAC 40 on. And then I found out, like, oh, no, we're not getting it. Somebody from Let's Talk Hookup's getting that thing. So yes, the answer is we do have the new TAC 40. Actually,
in stock, somebody could buy one.
Yeah, we have.
And hopefully this 2G
CalStar. Exactly.
Will be right.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. That's
right.
Exactly my thought.
Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. I'll try and sneak in another call.
You got it. How about we talk to Hills? He's got us from Ventura this morning. Hey, Hills, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Great show. It's I really appreciate Ken. And a question for Ken. We up here in Ventura, Santa Barbara, we really see a lot of cow cod and chuckleheads. But I'm wondering, is cow cod going to be the next sand bass? Because there sure are a lot of them. And I'm wondering if they're just doing well enough.
Fair question. Yeah, fair question. And it kind of goes back to what the last caller called in about. As we go and do all these research projects, we have ground fish sampling on 40 boats right now, on 40 of the sack boats, where we're measuring the fish or saving carcasses or what have you. And we're working with, you know, a number of organizations, departments that way. We've got tuna boats doing sampling, measuring the fish. We've got sand bass doing the same thing. As we go along and do this science data collection, the facts will speak for themselves, and that will be when the opportunities arise where they go, okay, we're comfortable now that everything looks good. We're going to increase things potentially. It's just one of those things, ultimately, and this is just Ken speaking, when the academia and the science community, when their forecast is the same as the observations and they're very close together, now we're doing well. Because now we can just make incremental adjustments to manage the resource. And, so I think as time goes on, we're just going to have to monitor things very closely. And as things improve, I mean, the ocean's changing all the time. But I do think, objectively, that there will be opportunities, more opportunities for us in the future.
It seems like drastic changes are often us playing catch-up to things.
Yep.
And one fish on the positive or negative side, those are the mini tweaks. Yes. Mini tweaks we can handle. Shutdowns and closures, those are harder to do.
Drastic changes are the ones that are hard to swallow. And I think the better the science data collection, the more information that's made available, the better the outcome. So is it conceivable that we'll have a cow-cod season at some point?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think
Why
so.
Why not, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
But again, they've got to do the science data collection.
Yeah.
And at some point we'll get more involved in that. But I think everything is, you know, we're doing well.
Yeah.
We're doing well.
I think it's like kind of like Alaska finally opened up a yellow eye season, one fish a year for people. Why not?
I agree.
Because they're everywhere.
I'll tell you one thing that I love that Ken Franke, and I remember that, I mean, dude, this is probably going back 15 years or maybe more. Like, Ken was so on board with this descending devices real early on, and it's, you flash forward 10, 15 years now, we have the open depth ability to fish, and watching guys descend those big fish and send them back down, keeping that population healthy, not watching them float away and have a seagull peck their eyes out.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's
what awesome. A waste of the resource.
Yeah, it's great. And that's the thing that SAC provides, and that's the guidelines that we go down. And, boy, you just watch the fishery continue to get healthy. Hey, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. There's going to be more Let's Talk Hookup, but only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We'll see you then.
We've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bass Lane Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hi, this is Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium. The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.